Blog Talk Radio.
Legend has it that in the great storm of 1781, John Jameson lost a barrel of his beloved smooth whiskey. He said goodbye to the crew and went in after it. In hindsight, that probably wasn't a good idea. Weeks later, a funeral was held. All of Ireland was in attendance, including John Jameson and his smooth-tasting whiskey.
Pat!
Peace and abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. I'd like to welcome everybody who tuned in to my opening night of 77,000, as well as to welcome any and all new listeners. Tonight's show is a very, very special show that has been in the making for almost 5 years. But let me step back for a moment before we get into that. This show, this advancement tonight, is brought to you by WBNN. It presents another advancement from We Will Aware You. And in case you don't know, I am the star host of this particular show that we're doing tonight. And I'm also the one who's ever so grateful. I'm thankful to the 7 delegates who cast their ballots for me. I'm thankful for each individual who have, like I said before, many times over, who've been with me since my opening night almost 5 years ago, as well as those who have continued this journey that we've been a part of for almost 5 years. I personally want to say thank you to each and every one of you. So now, as we get started with tonight's advancement, remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133. We're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. The number to call, all you have to do is just press 1 if you want to interact with me and my DJ tonight. And while I'm thinking about me and my DJ, the only thing that I want you to bring tonight, well, it's a couple of things, but very, very simple. The first thing I want you to use and exercise the power of your imagination. Tonight is an international online blog party. Now, some of you who's listening to this show may not have ever experienced a block party before in your life. But if you go there with me in your mind and see it within your mind's eye, you'll be able to feel certain things that I used to experience. And any of you who's listening tonight, in regards to wherever you're at, if you ever experienced a real block party, that's when communities used to come together, y'all. New York was like a second home for me. Shout out to all 5 boroughs, okay? But I spent most of my upbringing in Brooklyn. That means South East 22nd. Is where most of my life, my earlier life, was a vital part of my upbringing. And what we used to do as communities, we used to be able to both sides of the street, from corner to corner, as well as surrounding blocks, we used to be able to stop the cars and stuff from moving. The children was outside playing. Many of the adults would be able to cook and bring certain food items for us to be able to share food amongst ourselves and each other. There was no separation within our communities. And the best thing about it is it started on a rim of peace. Most of the people who didn't know each other as far as their neighbors and things like that was able to finally get to know each other. Children was able to play together. And, you know, as children, it's very, very something special about children because most of the time children don't have any type of separation at all until they come into some form of indoctrination and poisoning by way of the parents. But again, I want to take it back to the glory days, especially in this day and time with so many things that's happening worldwide. But tonight, we're going to do it different. Like I said before, if you use your imagination, if you never experienced a block party before, you're definitely going to experience it tonight. So we already know that Hall of Fame 4-time is doing his part, and I, as the MC of tonight, is also going to do mine. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take it back to how we used to do it, a cappella. Yeah, bust it. Sign an alarm, I'm not a vet. I'm coming from Norm, up here calling the stove like a time bomb. DJ Lasky, turntable overlord. Many try to game at the top, sink them overboard. Drop the load, I hear the truth shall unfold to what it seems to the keep the untold. Went in tunes to face brown and black tones, invaded villages and cracked many backbones. I mention all of that just to tell you this. Our goal is to enter your mind and we won't miss. Tonight is very, very special. Tune in. Bring all of your family members together. Text this number. And let's get it in. So DJ Olasky, Hall of Fame four times, take us to our first break. Thank you.
I'm deaf, and even though you try to fight it, you can't. So here we go.
The kid is set, and I bet we get through this. I look at Blaine, he'll say,
we can do this, boy.
Clap your hands, the jam is a can't miss. Feel free to just chant it my way.
Peace and abundant divine blessings. Welcome back to We Will Aware. You are loving the energy and the sound therapeutic collections that have been chosen so far. Also, on this point in time, I also want to announce to the We Will Aware You listening audience, Today we received some great news as a part of this online block party. I have to take time to give thanks to All in All for the nominations that have been received by one of our best, matter of fact, two of our best. The first one I want to mention is Elo, Jesus Power. Okay, she was a part, those of us who have been a part of this great network of WBNN, some of y'all remember her and the great work in which she's done. And she's going to continue this great work, and she's also received a nomination for the Hall of Fame. May the celestial beings and those of us terrestrial beings here on earth be proud and send prayers and everything that we need to get behind her and pour divine love and energy into this extraordinary being on her nomination, which is one of the greatest, greatest things that one can achieve as far as documentation purposes. There's also another extraordinary being I also want to take time to mention is Terrence Strength. He's also another fellow host, show host of ours here at this great network of WBNN. And he also has received a nomination for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. Let us all be proud. Let us all be respectful. Let us do what we need to do by sending in emails, whoever the campaign manager and all that kind of stuff will be. We have to do our part to make sure that both of these beings who already took the very first step, thanks to those who voted for them to even be nominated. It's one of the greatest things that you can achieve in this day and time. Let's be proud for two of our greatest here at our great company. All right, now, so remember, this is an online block party. Remember, this is when communities, not just around and our families, but communities all the way around this entire globe in which we live on. Because if you really, really think about it, there is no separation. No separation by land, no separation by sea, no separation by different schools of thought. All of that means nothing, okay? All of that means nothing when it comes to us tuning in to the divine gift of life as we know it today. We're celebrating ourselves and each other. And like I say, if you never experienced that before, this is where you have to use your imagination and get into the vibrations and stuff that we are doing our best to deliver to on tonight's show of We Will Away. Okay? I want to say there's a caller number one in queue. So caller number one in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Rudy, it's Jerry Petito. How are you, sweetie?
Hey, I'm doing excellent. Jerry, what you know about the old-fashioned block party?
Hey, can you hear me? I can't hear you that well.
Yes, I hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. You're low to me. I don't know whose end it's on, but I just wanted to call in and support you and say I love you and how are you?
I'm doing excellent. Just trying to bring my imagination in, as well as the listening audience, trying to get them to use their imagination. Some people never experience a block party, but I know culturally, and you are proud Italian, so I know how it's important for communities and families to get together. So that's why I'm doing my best to exercise for the listening audience tonight.
Very cool. We have block parties in Long Island City, New York, three or four times a year. My mom hosted them. It was so cool.
Man, those were the days, Jerry. Those were the days.
Those were the days, babe. Yeah.
Like All in the Family. You remember that? Remember the old-fashioned TV show?
Yeah.
All in the Family. Yes. That's also coming down the pipeline in the future. But I hear you loud and clear. Faithfully, my voice will get clear as time to go on, okay? Hey, before you go, again, congratulations on your latest championship that you received.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, sweetheart. He helped me get there. That kid is cool. That kid is cool. But I love you. And continue with your great show.
Thank you so much. Listening audience, and We Will Aware You, I want to introduce to some and reintroduce to others. The tone of voice that you just heard is a Hall of Fame enshrined and also a lifetime achiever. We also know her as the Jersey Jewel, Jerry Petito. Thank you so much, and may All in All continue to bless her for being the person that she are for us at WBNN, as well as for our overall community. She's doing a great, great work. Listen, audience, if you will, I want you all to take time to think about something. In these old-fashioned block parties that we used to have, and we're going to do our best to bring that back, as well as for those of you who never experienced that, I want you, again, to use your imagination. This is when we, those of us who've been out here knowing each other, we're going to get the chance to know each other more on an individual basis. We're going to take time to do that. And music has always been a part of our great culture, has always been a part of that. We're going to share good food. Some of you may have had a late dinner. We're going to have desserts and drinks and all kind of things like that. And it's very, very important at this block party. And one of the main things I want y'all to keep in mind is it's going to be a peaceful block party, a block party that's inspired and motivated by divine love for ourselves and each other. I want y'all to let that resonate. We're going to take a break. And DJ Olansky, Hall of Fame four-time, what you got for us this time?
Yeah. It's about that time. It's about that time to get paid. Get laid. Cool in the shade, drink a little bit of lemonade. Let me tell you what I want. Yo, I wanted this to be special, something more than any other feeling that you felt before. Pushing through the doors, I see girls having a good time. I might stay around, old school, new school, no school rule. But other than that, everything is cool. I see guys and girls dancing, doing the new dances. That's a hit while I'm over here romancing. You ain't, it's no need to curse. Ask me who she is and let me tell you first. Slow down, be cool, and don't act ill. I came to have a good time, party and chill with you. And don't worry, sweetheart, I'm still with you. And after we leave, we will continue with our plans. My plans are made to be broken, smoking. I'm not joking. Try to diss me and I'll give you a token. Cause I'm the type of brother that can't be stopped, and no matter what, I'm gonna keep running to the coast. While my mind say, come on, yeah, come on. You know what? Huh.
Cause we're the Get Fresh Crew. Yeah, yeah,
yo, yeah. Now the music is bumping, good atmosphere. Jewel and Barry, they must have beat me here. There, in the booth, which is all soundproof, playing dope jams to rock. The mic shouted out, we got the Get Fresh Crew stars in the house. And as the crowd started breaking, I didn't reply, cause the only stars I know was in the sky. So we continue through the venue, didn't pretend to be nothing but Doug E. As a brother extended out his hand to me and asked me, would I rock the microphone? I just gave him a pound and I said shalom. Sharp as a harp played by a musician, my body tone is like a throne. When Calvin Klein, Obsession, Cologne, etc., etc. In a cashmere sweater, I'm in a Cherokee, Jewel's in an Audi, and Barry B is riding with me. You see, we're the type of brothers that can't be stopped, and no matter what, we're gonna
keep
while my mind say, come on, it ain't. Now let the beat drop, pump it up. Yeah, you know why? Cause there's a Get Fresh Crew, yeah. Cause there's a Get Fresh Crew, yeah. Yeah. Cause there's a Get Fresh Crew, yeah. Get Fresh Crew.
DJ Oleski is really getting it in. I know that you're also enjoying it. Listening audience, this is the part where I like to call joint adventures. For those of you who's tuning in to tonight's show, we will aware you. Remember the number to call in is 516-453-9133 and just press 1 to interact with me. If you have ever experienced that back in the day, trust me, that was one of the best time periods for those of us who have had that personal experience by dealing with block parties. We know that a lot of times if there was a situation that we needed to come together to assist another family, that was very, very important, y'all. Matter of fact, if you recall some of the old television shows, which is part of what I'm going to do for We Will Aware You, that's coming down the pipeline and some of the future advancements that I'm going to be doing on this particular network of WBNN. There was a time, if you recall, one of the greatest shows that I like to reference from time to time called Good Times. And they used to have these old-fashioned rent parties and stuff like that, right? And the good thing about it, a lot of the times the people who may have needed assistance, this is a key point I want to share, some of the people who may have needed assistance at the time, they didn't even know that the love of the family and relatives and friends was going to come together and be able to come to their aid, which is another key point. There was a time that we used to come to each other's aid, and we didn't have to actually beg someone else to do something for ourselves and each other. We knew the pain because we also was living in similar conditions. But as always, one of the best things that we can do for ourselves and each other is be there for ourselves and each other in some of the most troubling times that we have in our days. And this is why I wanted to take time to do this. Remember that you're welcome. I want you to get your family and everybody together in the living rooms and not just reminisce, but also press that one and come on and interact with me. Imagine, man. Remember, all you have to do is just press one. Now, look, what we're going to do on this segment, and I'm taking it back to a time, one of the greatest times that I remember. And not only did that block party last around East 22nd, but to South, all the way down to Bedford and Newkirk, okay? And the community of the block parties was happening at the same time. Sometimes it was at the same location or different locations, but it was all being exercised by the surrounding communities overall. And there was a time, even at Brooklyn College, I remember, shout out to those who have attended, who have been alumni and stuff like that. I also used to be a part of what used to take place in the parks. Remember that. With DJs such as DJ Oleski, Hall of Fame four times, there was no block party without the elements of the DJ who tend to do their things, like DJ Oleski is doing for us tonight. So remember, you just press that one, come on and interact with me, and we're going to continue to bring this international block party. Remember, I want some new callers, people who may have been afraid to press that one. Remember, I'm only here to be a part and bring you aware or to make you aware of certain things that's happening. And I also want to exercise the power of using your imagination. Never, ever forget that. Okay, so DJ Oleski, what we're going to do is we're going to take our third break. And I wonder, since you got everything hot and you got people dancing and stuff like that, what you're going to play next?
This one definitely goes out on a censorship tip. So everybody sit back, relax, and have a champagne sip. We're going to teach these people out there who are against saying what we want to say the right way. You know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do is kick back, swing a little funky beat by my man DJ P-Rock, producer extraordinaire. Yo, P-Rock, make it clear. I can flex, bend, lend a pen to a friend. Keep a party pimpin' from now till then. I don't have to swear, curse, or juggle. Lyrics in the verse to make a party bubble. So, Mr. Censorship, tell me what's your problem? The girlie's on the corner. It's white, you can't solve them. How does she say it? I'm curious, G. Does she say, honey, love me? Or baby, baby, fun me? Anyway, we'll say what we want to say. Play how we want to play. Feel good that way. So, G-Rap, it's time to kick up first. Do your man a favor and don't curse.
You're telling me don't no curse, I reversed and did it worse. First, I put a curse on every verse. I kinda got outrageous. Second, even made a record how I'm doing on my B-I-T-T-H's. Dust, it wasn't for the buck. Every word that you heard is cause I didn't give up. Aw, shucks. And yo, I almost forgot. The curse is a plot, but it's getting kinda hot. So I'ma let profanity retire. Hey, but if worse come to worse, I'll cut you out like Richard Pryor. So grand poop will kick up first. But do your man a favor and don't curse.
Don't curse, Russell. I won't curse. I'll take a famous curse word and just say coop. Coop flipped around the other way means huh. Boy, when I do it, see, I can't get stuck. Jump on a mic, then I earn a quick buck. Buck leaning loose, then I grab some boots and set with my troops. For those who can't follow and got stuck, coop flipped the other way means is this a curse? I freak the nation a haste. But I made sure I had my hat first. It's time to kick a verse. God's cipher divine, we can't curse. Go ahead, ask me. Would I kick a curse in a verse? I say nope. Grab it by your hand, wash your mouth out with soap. Thinking to be the last one with the bad lingo. Keeping all the skins in the church playing bingo. Sounds of the Macadam fresh from the tailor. Because I made a movie when he cussed like a sailor. Better yet, dialect dirty like a subway. Pick a funky loop fit and make it go the other way. In a vocabulary scrimmage, but cursing in my village ain't good for my image. So Big Daddy, you know it's time to kick a verse. But do your man a favor, don't curse.
The smooth rap inventor, the enter. Rhythm discretion's 95, so there's no need to censor. Kiss wanna peep it, but you wanna beep it. What? I feel like slapping a sickle on your
chill, chill, say what?
Two magical rhymes are too tragical for any source to stop. Came from getting capital. If I thought sticking me was dissing me, man, don't you know that this would be worse than Stephen King's misery. So clean off profanity, spilling it all to man to be. Rocking any microphone you hand to me. So heavy D, I'm about to disperse. I kick another verse, and don't forget not to curse. Hey, old Big Daddy, check this out. I'm about to do some old slides, slick, smooth, on the trick, that stuff. I'ma bring my little cousin, the producer of this joint. His name is DJ Pete, well, I'm definitely part of one of the family. You know what I'm saying, G? And he about to flex on his head, mic and get busy like a big cousin. You know what I'm saying? Check it. Big Rock, can't get first, but don't curse.
God bless, but I can't mess around with the curses, so I'ma kick verses or a verse. Soul brother number one here to kick back. Smoke the microphone and produce crazy tracks. Yo, I'm a bad bro, let's start the flow. I'ma kick rhymes till it's time for me to go. I can't curse cause Heavy D said so. Now I'ma get back to the subject, get wrecked. If you think I'm bluffing, just check with the crew. P-Rock and CL Smooth, very down to earth. And we didn't have to curse.
Yeah, yeah, the abstract poet. She's sick from a taco, plenty to wreck. You know what I'm saying? Got my man Pete Rock and my man D in the house. And we're definitely chilling on a lifted chip. So bust the shit out. Flim, flam, flim, lick my big black stuff. Must I kick a curse to be rough enough? You could put the sticker where the sun don't shine. So back off and let me get mine. Visions in my head, one is dealing with hits. If I have four girls, then I'll lick face it. Wait, don't wanna hear no drama. Cause the bum diddly hef is a fave of my mama's. So I'll blew out and get mad lifted. Don't have to stay up to show that I'm gifted. God bless me cause I reached my 21st FD. Don't drop a curse.
I'm talking about a verse without a curse, that's how I reach ya. I can rock a party without a swear or a harsh verb. Bad words, no curse words, Heavy D prefers so swing. Swing till the soul be clean rhythm. Before I say goodbye, let me tell you how I hit him. CLP, Rock G, Rap Maxwell, Big Daddy Q, Tip and me as well. Down is AP, thank beat for the beat. This funky beat was made for the street. Notice how clean that we kept every verse, but if worse came to worse, we all could have cursed.
Man, that is absolutely amazing. Welcome back, Wheel Away You. listening audience, man. This online international block party is off the chain for tonight. We have another caller in queue. So caller number two in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Mooney. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Mo Garman? What you know about the old-fashioned block party?
Well, when I was growing up, the community really pulled together. My father was a police officer at the time, and we lived in Philly, and the police would stop into the block parties, and they would party too. That's what I remember. It was a big community thing.
Yes. Yes, those were the glory days, and I'm telling you, sometimes, and I learned well over 54 years, I know that there was times when we would come together, and a lot of people may have never experienced that. So that's the type of element
exactly
that I'm doing my best to bring with We Will Aware You on tonight's show, man. And thank you so much for sharing your divine energy. Before you go, do me a favor, and thanks for sharing that memory. And shout out to the polices all over the world. You know, we got some that is about being protectors and controllers of their community. So thank you so much for your years of service. Look, before you go, let the We Will Aware You audience know how they can tune into your show.
My show is Breaking the Silence. My next show will be on Friday, April 22nd, and the show topic is how domestic violence affects mental health and wellness.
So much well needed, just like you are a part of our great, great company of WBNN. Thank you so much for pressing one and coming on and interacting with me, the Magic Man Hero. Look, if you don't
no
mind,
problem. Have a good night.
Part of this block party. Yeah, thank you so much. Continue to listen to this online block party. We have another caller in queue. Next caller in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Everybody, how you doing? This is Jesus from the Jesus Show. Hey, Hooney. Hey, Brother O. Jerry. Everybody,
yo.
How you doing?
First of all, I'm gonna say this because you know I'm gonna say this to me because it's so important. This young lady has the audacity to be outstandingly great, and of course, this is the 2022 International Internet Radio Broadcasting nominee. Class of 2022, Christine Paolo, back to Hooney.
Hey, your brother is giving you a standing ovation. I'm so proud of you, and I can't thank you enough personally for listening to you. For the first time I heard you online, thank you so much for coming on and the work in which you put in here at WBNN as well as you have done in many different worlds. You and I know this. Thank you so much for being a part of something great and using your divine gift of life to uplift many of us, as well as to offer divine healing, myself included. So how are you feeling about tonight? Are you enjoying the international block party that we're having tonight?
Yes, of course, of course. Feels like I'm back at home. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Hooney. Thank you for you and all that you bring in.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Continue to offer your contributions here in this beautiful, beautiful world of ours. And this is a key point I always stress. Life is a divine gift, and what we're doing with our life is our gift back to life itself. And thank you so much for being a vital part of that, okay? Now what we're going to do is we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we can continue this online international block party. Thank you so much.
Or just have a seat and listen to the way in what I am displaying, a different kind of rapper language that I am saying to all the party diplomatic orbits I am. info. When it comes to rockin' parties, I am a nympho. Maniac, brainiac, for doing my dancing. My record make the music. We'll put you in a trance and transcribe your body and like it's like a cardigan. You won't be fighting the ill and you just be partying down. With the funky town with yours truly. I'm the original B-I-Z, I'm okay, I was the E and I aim to have fun and not be number one. And just here to let you know who's like running the place and everywhere that I perform and do a show. Show, as long as you know that.
Nobody beats the biz.
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 You know me as a B-I-B-I-B-I-K-I-E-N. I go for what I know, do when they show for human beings. I'm guaranteed to rock, to make the ladies feel and shout. I'm about to wreck your body as they turn the party out. The Marty rapper, no tapper, always have a fawn. And when you hear the Biz Monkey, you get the jaw done. Yes, I'm the M-A-R-M-K-I-E-N, though that's me. I got the set of step to keep it check, my speed is so you need it. So they say I look and sound funny, but I don't be caring. I rock the last quarter rooftop, being square and rolling. The Hawthorne, Madison Square Garden, even rock for the World Fair at Javits Center. Parting the way that I'll be talking about the places I be rocking. I love to perform for the people that be clocking. I say that your own mind don't want it like I want it, but you pay for a good performance. You're going it, you want it. That's why I'm here to be like letting you know that I'm a highly recognized as the king of disco and making people laugh and have a lot of enjoyment. I'm the best person for this type of employment. That's why. That's
nobody
why.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
The break of dawn. When you buy food cheap, you need a coupon. I catch a sale retail before it gets stale. So hurry up and get the wick, check out the mail and shop nonstop. By how I hip hop on the mic and like, make it cooperate with the rhythm. That is what I give them. Reagan is the press, but I voted for Shirley Chisholm. It might sound confusing, the style that I'm using, but in the end, I'm sure that you will find it quite amusing and funny. Oh, honey, it's just ridiculous. Don't try to front. Come on and admit you was thrilled. Chill, your heart was fulfilled. So respect the architect as I begin to build. Science of my reliance is upon my rap. Like Carl Lewis, I get to it. So let's go to laugh. Go to laugh.
Nobody beats the biz.
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 Welcome back, divine listening audience, to our online international block party. I first want to say, man, you know, bless the souls of Heavy D and Bismarck, as well as all of the artists that were featured on tonight so far. This has been a master mix, and it still is going. It ain't over yet. I definitely want us to give thanks to all in all for their divine gift to this universal language called music. We have another caller in queue. So caller in queue, state your name where you're calling from.
Hey, how are you this evening, Brother Hooney? This is Chinchilla. Hello?
Hey, I'm elated. How you doing, woman of God? Are you enjoying this online international block party we're having tonight on We Will Away You? Are you there?
Uh-oh. We didn't lost you.
Oh, I'm sorry. She didn't start out of the spirit, y'all. Well, the Black Party, I'm loving the Black Party. You know, I'll be 59 in August, so, wow. I've experienced a lot of Black Parties in my days. And the fun things I remember, like on the day of the Black Party, like early in the morning, everybody used to get up early. They used to go out. They used to turn on the fire hydrant to wash the street down and everything. And I think the week before the Black Party, they would come out, everybody would paint the curb white so it could look nice and fresh. And that Saturday morning of the block party, everybody's up early sweeping the street after the fire hydrant done ran the water down the street, and some of the kids would play in the water. And they would put that thing on the fire hydrant, the sprinkler thing, and it would come out, you know. And then before they got that sprinkler, they would have, like, some of the older kids, they would sit on the, you know, the part where the water comes out. They would sit their butts on that, and they would make this water come all the way over. It would shoot all the way across the street, and all the kids would run under it, and it was like a, almost like a peacock or like a fountain. And that used to be so much fun. And then after that, the block party would start, and the music was everything. And I grew up in the 70s, like, you know, when I could remember block parties. I was born in the 60s, but the most memorable block parties were in the 70s and some in the 80s, but mainly the 70s. They, oh, my God, they were so fun. So I grew up in block parties listening to, like, Parliament Funkadelic, you know, George Clinton and them, Bootsy Collins, and all of them people. Oh, my gosh. And we used to have so much fun. They used to have dance contests and so much food, and you could just go around and, you know, eat food from all the different people that had their grills out. And the black captain used to go around and collect dues. Back then they used to have dues. So monthly dues were collected, and everybody would put their money together, and they would have so much food, and then they would...
Wait a minute, Chinchilla, I got to come on. That's the first time. Look, what are you about to say? Listen to what this woman of wisdom is saying. I grew up in California, girl. I remember the dudes in Compton. I remember, you know, Miss Maddie, Miss Sadie, you know, Brother Beatty, you know, Deacon Beatty. They came by the house to pick up the dudes. And those dudes, Hooney Bakatoon from NAM, was to make sure that everyone had food. The older folk had their little liquors and all that. You know what I mean? The kids had gloves and balls and, you know, bats to play baseball. Yes. Football. Listen, volleyball, dodgeball, the number and up ball. Anybody can tell you starts or something, man. Me and Chichilla gonna finish that. Man, the good old days of them dudes. I remember, man. Talk about the play, y'all. What up?
Yes,
man,
the dudes.
Listen, woman of God.
And,
thank you so
and that's,
much
something
for that's something
you don't see no more today. You don't see that kind of stuff anymore today with dues being collected. And then they didn't just collect dues for the block party, but they used to collect dues. And every year, the whole block, the block captain would rent the buses, like the Hertz or whatever them buses were called back then, but like the coach buses. They would rent those buses, and we would have a block trip. So the trip could be like to an amusement park, or it could be to up to Lancaster or wherever. But that used to be fun.
Wow.
And mostly every year we would go to an amusement park, like to Dorney Park or to Six Flags, Great Adventures, what it was called back then. And that
I'm
was,
coming
you know,
on again.
That was the
I'm coming on again. Chinchilla, I grew up in California. And again, only if I can still listen to the wisdom of us 50-year-olds, even though you're in your 50s, but listen anyway to Chilla. You know, she's our elder, but she's still young, okay? I remember the dudes we used to go to Disneyland in Anaheim. With those dudes. Every year, man, we go to Disneyland. There was no Universal Studios at that time, honey. Everybody went to Disneyland, man, or we took a trip down to San Diego. So, Chilla, you acted up tonight. Now I'm gone. Man. I can't take this no more.
Man, I'm telling you. See, that's the type of element I was doing my best to bring, but it's always it takes the feminine energy that would take an idea and multiply it. And I can't thank you enough for pressing that one and sharing that because you took me back. And I'm going to have to dedicate this show to my late uncle, Uncle Rose. You know, he's my father's brother, and he was considered the super. And the things in which he has shared with us so far, woman of God, I definitely have to dedicate this particular online international block party to my Uncle Rose. May he continue to get his travel on. Anyway,
wow.
Man, woman of God, I'm telling you, you have really, really brought it. And that's the type of element I really, really wanted people to receive. And I know that if they didn't get it before, when you pressed that one, I know they finally got it, what Magic Man Haru was trying to do tonight on tonight's advancement. But, hey, before you go, let the We Will Away You listening audience know how they can tune into your show.
Okay, thank you, Brother Hooney. My show is every Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. right here on WBNN, and it's called News Forum. So tune in this Sunday night because we're going to be talking about more corruption in the South and Southwest and other parts of this country where corruption and racism just runs rampant. So we're going to have more cases of wrongful convictions and other injustices this Sunday night right here on WBNN. And thank you so much, Brother Hooney, and I'm going to listen to the rest of your show.
Oh, please do. Please do. Thank you so much for pressing that one and sharing. Man, like I say, bring your mind and use your imagination. And if you did do what Magic Man Haru had asked you at the beginning of this particular advancement, there's no way you wasn't able to see everything that she shared. If you missed that combination with the sound therapy sounds that DJ Olesky has brought tonight so far, Hall of Fame 4-time, and get ready for the next one that he's going to drop on. So DJ Olesky, if you will, do us the honor, sir.
By clinical tests, because some couldn't come to believe I was the best, so they tested me. And now they in the clinic, they almost arrested me, because I did it. But I didn't mean to do it, but you had to mess with me, and then you blew it. Now you got to chew it, and swallow it all. I guess that's the way that you bounce the ball, or something like that. My mother always told me, your mother always told me, baby homie, don't get mad because you don't get cheese, and I get extra cheese like pizza. You can't keep your girl because you can't please her. But let's get back to the fact that's the improving. So let me prove it. Come on, let's move it. Come on. Spent time with the rhyme like a person, rehearsing like a verse in a chapter of a play, but I rap to not make money, though you might find it funny, but hey, I do it cause I like it, plus it is constructive, and listening to the mind cause it's mentally productive, and I am one who seeks special education, cause I can't learn from the system of my nation, the shit I say my residents run by their president, cause my mother and brother and father are from the motherland of another land called Jamaica, some of them say God, some of them say Jah is the maker, but I say why say, and who is to say, cause you make yourself what you are today, and only to yourself do you have to prove it. So come on, let's move it. The brain to the hand and the pen and then on to fame and
fortune. Suckers, I be forcing and torching. On and on to victory, me, I be marching. Each and every day, reaching out to pay my respects and checks to everybody that helped me on the way to where I've gotten. Thanks a lot, and everybody out there buying records by the carton. Thanks to the banks and thanks to the label. Thank you, everybody, with my record on your turntable. Thanks to the sellers and the distributors. Everybody, thank your mom, cause she delivered us. Thanks to your pops, he gave the drops of life. Thanks to the Lord, the sword, the double knife that I used to fight evil. Like I fight suckers, damn, I like them, so I wanna thank Smuckers. Thanks to my DJ and thanks to my producer. Thanks to the girls, cause you let me seduce ya. Thanks to the posse around the way. And thanks to the fans that take the way. Just coming to the jam, throw your hands in the air and groove it. Come on, let's move it.
Welcome back, Mule Aware, you attentive listening audience. Look, like I said, bring your imagination, and some of y'all is going to enjoy what I'm about to say here. There was a time during every block party, and I have never went to a block party where this didn't happen. Sometimes it happened a couple of times. The amplifier will blow. Now, DJ Olesky, Hall of Fame four times, getting in for all of us tonight, man, the music has been phenomenal. So now I have the honor of bringing forth of someone who just pressed that one. The voice you're about to hear has been nominated into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. His name is Mr. Terrence Strength, one of the best to ever do it on internet radio. And I'm telling you, the camera loves him. I want to introduce to some and reintroduce to others, Mr. Taz Strength. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing fantastic, Brother Hooney, and I hope you're going to be my manager. I need all the help I can
what?
Get. But
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I just missed that second part. What was that?
I said, I hope you're going to be my manager.
Well, I'll gladly take that job there. No doubt. Look, I'm just like a detective. I can have all the evidence in the world. I just need your confession.
Hold on. I'll break back on, you know, make this a real shoe block party. You got Jesus Powell, who, you know, announced you as a Lindy New Host of the Year. Remember that, Mr. Terrence?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, Jesus, how you feel? How you feel about that, Jesus? Uh-oh. Did we lose Jesus? Did she fall in the spirit too?
Yeah, we all get caught up sometimes.
I think she's got fall out of the spirit. But, you know, Terrence tonight, man, you know, like I did for Jesus, you know, congratulations here. You and Jesus are twins, like Hooney Bakatoon and Antonia Bass were twins. How about that? Remember that, Hooney?
Yeah, you know.
Nomination is very, very important, man. Shout out to Bessie last year, born. You know, doing her thing alone. You know what I mean? And make sure you see. Hey, Christine, can you hear us?
Yes.
All right. Listen, we talked about when you presented Terrence Strength with the Linear New Host of the Year and being part of a family. Last night, you were touched last night when Ansel Thomas Smith said you were an alumni. You know, and now, you know, with the greatness of Hooney Bakatoon, the greatness of him being already a lifetime achiever elect and enshrinee. And now you guys going in as twins. Before Terrence starts to talk, talk to us about how you feel about Terrence Strength, Mrs. Jesus Powell.
You said talk to you. I didn't hear you clear.
Talk to you about how you feel about Terrence Strength and his great prominence in the ONE Dynasty WBN in history.
I feel that it's the same as me, great potential. This is for a lifetime, even into the new world, all that me and T is given. I feel that we are already champions without even being title champions. And we also need, of course, more brothers, more men to be more expressive with communication. So he's actually breaking a lot of generational curses for not just maybe his own family before all of our families, an example of light as we be transformed and be an example of light for a rising, awakening people of all walks of life involved around here when Jesus speaks. So we are one. I'm very proud of you, T. Excuse me for calling you T. I ain't got many teeth in my mouth, so I don't like saying names. Much love and much honor to you. Perfect health to you. Perfect sight to you. Wisdom to you. Keep dropping the mic. Don't put the mic down. We got to bring the people into the new world, honey, so that the world would read about us for ages, honey. That's all.
You go. Now, Karis, we have to say to your twin tonight, you know, both of y'all, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominees, and a person that you looked up to and said to me, the honor of expectation. Of Christine Powell, the first Lenny New Host of the Year, and 2018. We have to say to her, at this time.
Well, absolutely. I have to say in her honor, shout out to Atlantis, right? But no, she's one of the best that's ever done it. When I came on the network, she was a star on our network, and I watched a lot of her shows and listened to her and watched her on Facebook Live. And obviously she's an inspiration. She speaks with power and authority and conviction. And her record spoke for itself. And it was an honor. It was an honor her present me with the 2020 Host of the Year. It was an honor coming from her because she's one of the best that's done it. They called me the comet. She was the original comet, sound like to me. So when I came in, she was one of the stars that I was looking at. So it was absolutely an honor. You know, she's all the time. So,
you know, it's such an honor to not have spoken on the panel for about 14 months and to still receive a nomination. It's just very, very powerful. And it go for other people, too. I'm a speaker, and I got 7 microphones in my body, honey. And so I speak very, very powerful. At times when I use profanity, at times when I don't use profanity, you got to keep going no matter what. People not going to be comfortable with us if we don't cuss. People, you know what I'm saying? Either way, you got to keep going. You got to keep going. You got to keep going. We got to keep going and not give up. Because look at us now, twin. Look at us now. It's even evidence of what God is doing. Because I have not spoke in over a year, and to still be nominated, that ain't nothing but God's grace. That's God saying, keep going, you doing my work. But I'm not only speaking for Jesus, I'm speaking for many of people, because God used us in so many different ways, and you cannot expect us to be a way. You have to expect us to be God's way, and the only way to understand us as a people, you have got to be shaking hands with God, or you will not understand his children. All love, twin.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, wow. The head call themselves twins. Being producer after all of these years, to hear that, you and Antonia as twins and me and Jerry, the first twins, like that. And, of course, my twin, the great Andrea Presley, right? Jesus and Tara Sahuni, this is a wonderful thing, man, for you guys. Family first, man. There's never been another network like this network. I'm going to fall back. Woody Buckatoon, it's your show. You right.
The International Internet, Block Party. This is the type of element I wanted to bring on this show, We Will Aware You, but I'm telling you, if everyone who had pressed that one and everyone who's taking time to listen to tonight's show, I feel nothing but divine love and pure energy. And for you, Hall of Fame nominated Jesus, and you, Hall of Fame nominated Tara Strength, for y'all to have did that interaction like y'all just did in front of a live recorded audience, as well as the people who's going to listen to this when it's archived, and y'all had the audacity to do it on my show, We Will Aware You. You talking about somebody that's feeling really, really blessed and highly divinely favored right about now. Oh, wow. Well, I'm so proud of each one of you, so proud of both of you. And if I heard you correctly, sir, I would definitely run. I'd run like Jesse Jackson did back in the 70s. You know what I'm saying? If I have to, right now I got a bald head, but if I have to grow my hair, I'm going out in the.
Oh my God! Listen, he's the first ever WBNN host ever to represent two hosts. He is the campaign manager for Christine Powell and Terry Strength. This is a bad man right here. He is an enshrinee and a lifetime achiever in life. My brother.
The magic therapist.
He's a magic man.
Man, I am loving this, man. I'm telling you, it's part of what, because let me drop an inside secret right quick. As a person who do my best to be obedient to what the soul has to say, and like I say, like adding that element of using the imagination, that was a very, very key point, because we as children, that's where we was at our best in using our imaginations. And thanks to the digital age and so many things that we are being bombarded by the media with all these things to the point where, and this is a key point that I'm making right now, that we don't have to use our imagination anymore. This is why, for those people who have took time to study the scriptures, they say you got to remain childlike. Because as children, the vivid of their imagination, or if I take it back to how it was when I was coming up, we had toys that didn't move. We had no choice but to use our imagination. If you remember some of them army things that was in positions, it was either in maybe about 3 or 4 positions, and we had to use our imagination. And a lot of times, we would take those tours, and we would spend from sun up to sundown, man, having fun as children. So anyway, I feel very, very blessed and divinely favored for y'all to come on and interact with me. And yes, I'll run for both of y'all. If I have to run in two different directions at the same time, then I thought I'm an imaginary, and I'll do that too.
Wow.
Online listening audience, again, thank y'all so much for pressing that one and coming to interact with me. And it ain't over, y'all. I don't know if DJ Olasky, he's been digging in the traits, and I'm telling you. DJ Olasky, are you still digging in those crates tonight? If so,
I got a honey named Sally, and she don't squall or eat pork with a spoon or fork, but I heard that.
Some people don't like the way. Some people don't like the way that little one.
1, 2, 3, 4, get it. This story's funny. I met this girl and she had money in vast abundance. Google gods, I mean redundant. Her eyes were hazel. Her dress was suede. Her voice was nasal. I found her so fly, but for the life of me,
you know.
Welcome back, attentive Be With Away You Listen audience, to our online international block party. Thank you so much to everybody who have participated in tonight's ordeal. This is a big event. Now, far as steps of Sonic, I'm going to take you from Brooklyn to the, I want to say Long Island, North Island as it used to be called when I was living out there. That's when I had a chance to be able to go see Steps of Sonic back in the day. And we traveled at the time. I was living in Southampton. So we went from there to Latin Quarters, where I actually had the opportunity to see them live and direct. There was one of the first hip-hop bands back in the day. Shout out to Steps of Sonic. Man, again, those were the glory days, I'm telling you. Look, what we're going to do is I want y'all to take time to reflect on tonight. I want y'all to sit back and absorb the good feeling that we all are feeling right now, but I want y'all to keep it going. For everybody who haven't took time to really have that personal experience on my block party, I want you to take time to get organized. This is not the close of the show, but I want to introduce to some and reintroduce to others the producer and my DJ, the Hall of Fame four times. So DJ Oleski, if you will, do it the honor, sir.
First of all, I want to thank all the folks that counted on Robbie listening to WBNN. We had a great, great week, and we are proud of this show tonight. This man gave his heart and soul about something that was near and dear to our hearts, the block party. Before I go into Ngozi time, we have a caller in queue. Caller? You're on line right now with Honey Bakatoon, and We Will Wear You right here at WBNN. You press one.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, that's me. Oh, hello. hello. How are you tonight?
Hey, how are you? Who are you?
My name is Nicole, a.k.a. Doll Lady Laureate. I felt it robbery for me not to press in. Y'all was tempting me. But I had the opportunity to be on Queen Angela's poetry show last night. And I said, let me check it out. And so I felt it robbery for me not to chime in because I am loving it. I'm calling out Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm the president of Queen City.
Yes.
And I love it. And you just took me back so far back to the block parties, to the house parties we had. To all the everybody you played, why I fell in love with poetry from the get-go, when life was so innocent and young back then, when we didn't have to worry about the violence, and we could party with everybody. All of them I practically saw, Steps of Sonic, Dougie Fresh, Heavy D, Special Ed, all of them back in the days, because I grew up in Brooklyn.
Yes.
So you just took me so far back, and I'm really enjoying the vibe and I want to say congratulations to the Queens and the Kings and everybody's nominated. It is an awesome show. I'm sitting at work, but I've been listening to you all from the time y'all came on, and I'm just laughing over myself because y'all took me back down memory lane. So I think
wait a minute, I got something for you. I got something. Hey, who are you about to say? Can I give her a dedication tonight?
Yes, please do. Yeah, get it in.
Now, Nicole, let's take it back to 1984. The ultramagnetic MC.
By most, we're ever ready like a battery. charged, I'm worth the alkaline. Yes, the mystery to solve, so seek and define. These words I've given, extreme spin out, driven with a Datsun, a Max, I'm out of die. Yes, the wizard cool keep, and I'm sporting my ride, cause we're
Ultra.
Turning emerging chemistry with deep precise implications achieved effortlessly, explorating, demonstrating, ruling, dominating, igniting, causing friction with nuclear alarm, separate competing bodies from me, the scientist, as I execute lyricists known as predators, when by stripping high potent and make the penicillin, I was shooting, sort out, and stomp every path, OP rampaging paramedic, quotient is my title, to the form of the world, obsessed, a hell of course, which serve as a purpose, preparing first aid with medical utensils, the wizard said G is a with elevation, astonishing with rhythm, plus with
more can I say on the Wheels of Steel. We thank all the folks that counted on Robbie to be here tonight at WBNN, and my man, my mellow, get on the mic because he know he eat jello. My man, Huni Bakatun. The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever elect for this year and in the class of 2022. Tomorrow night we have a wonderful BevNet Classic tomorrow. Be here or be square. My man, Will of God, and Q Thorough. 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time at WBNN. And of course, we have advertising through and grocery time multimedia. We are at Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter, and Ngozi Time. Of course, Odell and Malay with Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, olaydelay.gozimamai@gmail.com. And I am. I'm not going to do my accolades, because it's all about Huni Bakatun. He is the 2022 International Internet Radio Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever Elect, the 2020 enshrinee to that same hall, and also the 2018 and 20 WBN Host of the Year, the Anna Waddell Award recipient, the outstanding man. And, of course, I am also remember and follow his favorite producer, Ola Dunn and Malena Gussie, saying good night, good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. The man, the myth, the legend, his last thoughts tonight, Huni Bakatun.
Wow, what a divine honor. Thank you so much for all that you shared, all that you gave, positive energy. You really dug inside of those milk crates tonight for our online international block party. I thank you so much, Hall of Fame, four times. Thank you thank you personally to everyone who pressed that one, everyone who called in, who listened in, who shared. And again, this is very, very heartfelt. Before I close out tonight's advancement, the main thing I want us to say, we are living in some troubling times, and I wanted us to all take a break from whatever we were possibly doing or going through to celebrate that. For some of you who's listening in tonight for this online international block party, some of you have had that personal experience. Some of you was able to go back. Even though you was living in this day and time, you was able to go back in time. That shows you the power of imagination because, again, everything is recorded emotionally. Everything is recorded for our book of life as well as the Hall of Records, okay? So thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for tuning in when it was live and direct. Thank you so much for the ones who's going to listen when this show is documented and archived. As always, I give thanks to all and all who's in all, through all, above, and in compassion all. And on that note, we will aware you will be back 30 evenings from tonight with another advancement. Thank you.
Pat!
Go ahead, baby.
The jiggling baby.
Go ahead, baby.
Uncle L, future of the funk. Records
are recorded, minus all from jump. People spread gossip and believe what they must. But I slam dunk punks to make them fight the dust. A minute is needed to make a phony rony bleed. And put them in a bucket like a chicken feed. Check out the, pick up the litter, not a quit, I'm nice. And I'ma dust you up and dust you up twice. You never heard it's all nervous, hysterical fans. Addicts of the Asiatic miracle man. Prominent, dominant, McCoy and I'm real. Another brother fan, forget how you feel. He's so-so, I got the instinct. They call me Jeopardy Dog to put the booty in the clink. Clink and dancing to a Marley Marl remix single love. Mimic to your earrings jingle love.
They're digging the baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're digging the baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're digging the baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're digging the baby.
Go ahead, baby. I chopped you, chewed you, baked you, and sued you. To stop your pop, you need to stop, you kind of rude you. No good nigga boo trying to bait. How we living home? Get out my face. I'm complete and a fact and I can't fall. Rise to pride and I advise you all to stand back and bleed. Don't sleep for doubt. My skill get ill. I turn the mother out. I'm top notch and playing hopscotch. Now I'ma do you while the body people watch. You're real funny. You really tried to go for yours. But I know why. You ain't had no go before. So you tried and lied to drain my veins. This ain't a game, yo. You know my name. Innovating, devastating. And don't want a single now. Dance in my remix single.
Go ahead, baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're digging the baby.
Go ahead, baby.
They're digging